You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Election day on both sides of the border. In Missouri, of course, the big issue that a lot of folks are talking about is the reversal of Paseo being named Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. Election board is expecting about 7% of registered voters to go out and cast their ballot on that issue today.
That's way too low, Shay.
Facebook politicians, y'all better get up and go vote.
You know, and to your point yesterday when we were talking about this issue, you know, folks got on Patrick Mahomes' internet and said that Dr. Martin Luther King had never been in Kansas City or there's nothing significant about him here. Come on, y'all. Cut it out.
Whatever your position is, you need to be a part of the political process. Don't use your Facebook platform. Actually show up to the polls. Present your voter card. Then make it happen.
Amen.
Straight up. Did you have an interesting evening yesterday?
Not really. It's we don't have football practice anymore. Just got some work done and watch a little Monday Night Football.
Always forget.
How do you forget about Monday Night Football?
I don't know. Mondays are a very hard day for me just because of what goes on in the weekends. And so I tend to use Monday as my rejuvenation day part two.
Got to get back in the groove of things, you know, and it's kind of tough. So I can dig it. You got a lot on your mind.
Just got my house back. My father and his wife got them on the plane about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So I came back to my house and just decompressed.
Woosah.
Yeah. We had a good time. I was glad he was here. I've been living by myself so long. I gotta do better, especially if I think I'm gonna have kids and get married.
Oh. I did dream about fish last night, too.
What, you wanted a two-piece or something? And some hush puppies?
No. You know what they say when you dream about fishes?
What?
You pregnant. Congratulations.
You already know what I'm going to say. Don't worry about my womb, young man.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts. The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Probably sunny. Right now, you're mostly cloudy at 37 in Raytown. Shade was popping.
Rumor has it that Lil Wayne is engaged to a model named Latricia Thomas. They're calling her plus size, but I'm looking at her picture. That's not really... Plus size.
She thick though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In a good way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He recently split from his girlfriend Dia Sedana. Do you know who that is?
Nope.
They say he was with her for a whole decade.
You look good. All right. You look good.
Congratulations.
I guess so. Yeah. So Irv Gotti was on Wendy Williams yesterday. She's been having some really good shows, some good interviews recently, and they started talking about his romantic past with his former singer Ashanti.
When me and Deb separated, she caught me cheating.
Ashanti?
No.
Okay.
No.
Somebody else.
This is why I'm here.
Okay.
Ashanti is not a homewrecker, guys. Ashanti had nothing to do with me and Deb. Deb,
we didn't say she did.
Listen, and I'm gonna explain, and I'm a truthful guy. Deb caught me on when I was directing I Cry in Baltimore. Deb, being the vicious person she is, she came down unannounced and she was like, I'm Mrs. Lorenzo, give me the room key.
Okay, now.
The door was latched, but she knows I'm in there.
Okay.
That's what broke me and Deb up.
And who were you in there with?
I'm not saying a name.
Oh, Brandon.
But hey, just so you know the timeline, I Cry music video, Ashanti's not even in the picture.
Why are you looking like that? Oh, I wish y'all could see Shay's face right now. It is a look of disgust and just...
He's wild corny to me. Like, what you mean vicious? Your wife popping up unannounced, that's vicious as your wife? She could show up anywhere she wants.
Damn.
And I watched their reality show. He's ignorant. He doesn't need to be married or in a relationship with anybody.
Okay. Sorry. On behalf of all men and Irv Gotti, I'm sorry, Shay. I can see the fire in your eyes.
He's
right
wild
now.
Corny to me. I'm sorry. Wild corny.
Ooh.
Sierra says she want more churn with her husband, Russell Wilson.
Ooh.
You talk about 8 kids, she says.
On a football team. That's
a lot of kids.
8 of them?
I don't know if I want to put myself through that all that many times.
Oh, you know, Sierra, you know, she bounced right back. You know,
she trying to say, I ain't going to bounce back?
I don't know.
You know what? I can respect your honesty, my brother.
Do not my dad.
Because I don't think I will either.
Test tube, baby.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
Why you mad, though?
I just now turned my phones on, right? So when I turn my phones on, a message going to pop in my phone talking about Thanksgiving dinner at your house. Where? Where we do that at? My family don't even come visit me. So now they want to come over my house and I move back in the city. Then they going to come over and eat my kids' food up. I only get $189 in food stamps and that ain't enough. So that's why I'm mad.
Let me get $40 worth of food stamps, though, Miss Cindy. Can I do that?
I don't even get that many. It's either enough for a refrigerator or the freezer. So how they want to come on my house to eat Thanksgiving dinner? What are we doing here?
I believe she can go out there in the woods and catch you something by this deer hunting season right now.
See, I don't even want to cook no Thanksgiving dinner. I don't want to see my family on Thanksgiving. They don't come around no other time. What makes them think I want to see them at my house now? Mm. I don't need nobody bringing their kids over, breaking my stuff, scratching up my floor, and sitting on my couch, or none of that.
Yeah, and they definitely don't want to stomp on them roaches over there either.
It ain't that. It ain't never that. But I'm just saying, don't do me. Don't act like they about to pile up in my shit. I don't play that.
Well, Miss Cindy, look like you got a decision to make. To call the exterminator or not.
Man, get y'all phone on. It's time to school. Y'all get out of boat, y'all. I got to go work the polls today.
Oh.
You work in a poll.
The P-O-L-L-S, Brian. Thank you, Miss Cindy. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Bye.
Right. Be some kind of freak.
You can see they public hash.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Polls on both sides of the border open for voting. Special election in Missouri. Don't use your Facebook page to voice your concerns. Actually step into that booth and do your thing.
Amen. That's the only way it counts.
My father was here over the weekend, Brian, and he says, you know what? You've never cooked for me before. Mm. I said, well, Daddy, you've never been in my house before, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So I got in there and tossed a couple of pans around.
Mm-hmm.
Preparation for Thanksgiving. My mother and my sister and her husband and my niece are coming for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So this will be the first time that I've ever done a full spread for them.
Knowing you, I know you getting the schedule out right now.
Oh, I've already written every... Yes, it's already written out. Oh. You know this. What do you think the most searched Thanksgiving recipe is in America? Like, what people are looking for?
You know, I think a good dressing recipe is hard to come by, so I'll go with that. Everybody can't make dressing.
Actually, it's turkey. That's the most searched... What? Recipe.
Put some season on it, pop it in up.
But then when you go by state, Missouri searches on Google green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
And the Food Network also released results on what people search on their site, and it's creamy mashed potatoes for Missouri.
I guess we got some people here that can't cook.
I don't eat green bean casserole. I've never had it before in my life.
I've had it. It is, man. Very slimy. Man, ain't my thing.
That's because you have a multicultural background. I've never... Nobody's ever made green bean casserole.
It wasn't
black people make green bean casserole?
Yes. Some black people do.
They do?
Yes. You know, my mama don't cook.
Ooh. In Kansas, on the Google side, they also search green bean casserole recipes. And on the Food Network, I've never even heard of this. Cranberry salad.
The hell is that?
It says it's a strawberry gelatin mold packed with cranberries, pineapples, and nuts.
That don't sound too bad, actually.
I
ain't even going front.
What? And
you said cranberries. I like those. You said pineapples, right? Yeah. I like those. And you said nuts.
Uh-huh.
And the gelatin. I would try that.
I've never heard of this before in my life.
Why they gotta call it salad dough? It just can't be Jello or something else?
I think anything with a bunch of different ingredients mixed together is salad.
Oh, okay. Well, just like cheesecake throws me off because all I think about is a big Velveeta of cheese with icing on it. Names throw me off, but I will work with that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh.
You don't like cranberries? You don't like cranberries?
I do, but I only eat it like once a year.
Okay,
well, or other is flavoring.
You don't drink
stuff.
Like cranberry juice?
Sometimes if I gotta.
Oh God! Okay, go stop right there. And you don't eat pineapple. You eat pineapple.
I do.
Okay, so where's the issue at?
But I don't like Jell-O. I don't understand
I
Jell-O.
Love Jell-O.
I don't understand Woo. Jell-O. I don't know why you can't chew it. It goes in between your teeth. I don't get Jell-O.
Oh, I love it. It is delicious. You get the right flavor. Whoop.
I understand Jell-O shots. I don't understand just
okay.
Jell-O.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Try to hold in your joy, Brian. Tomorrow is National Nachos Day.
Oh, yeah. You know that. You know I like that, boy. Taco Tuesday today. Nacho Day tomorrow. Let's go.
November is actually vegan month.
Oh, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Well, we're going to be mashing the two together tomorrow. Maddie's is a vegan restaurant. They're going to be bringing some vegan nachos up here for us.
Okay, I got a couple questions. First of all, you didn't get my approval for this.
I don't need your approval for anything.
Number two, what the cheese made out of?
Vegan cheese.
What's in that?
Vegan stuff. I hear it's delicious. I've been seeing a lot of people on social media talking about Maddie's vegan nachos, and I figured this would be a perfect opportunity for you and I to try it since it's vegan month and tomorrow is Nachos Day.
You know, Shay, remember the last time you had me try something live on air?
You loved it.
No, I didn't. I almost died.
When was that?
The wings.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. But when you tried the sweet potato pie, you loved it.
I didn't love it. I tolerated it.
You said it was good.
It was all right. The best thing you had me try was that the peach cobbler. Now, that was good.
So we're going to try this out tomorrow.
Okay.
Live on the radio. See what you say.
I almost died last time.
That's seriously. Because it was too hot. Yeah. The sauce was hot. That's all.
How you know they ain't got no extra hot vegan sauce coming up here tomorrow?
It's going to be fine. You're going to love it.
Don't make me call my lawyer on you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Stacey, good morning. What you got?
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about child custody. We're going to be going over the 8 factors when the court determines what to do in a child custody case when we come back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for highs in the mid 50s. Partly sunny skies right now. You're mostly cloudy in 37 at Swole Park. Shade, what's popping?
Well, let's wish a happy birthday to one of our celebrity Scorpio friends, OBJ, Odell Beckham Jr. is 27 today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on November 5th.
I know that you're going to be upset about this, but Kanye's new album, Jesus is King, came in at number one on the Billboard 200, selling over 264,000 units.
I'm not upset about that.
This is Kanye's 9th consecutive number one album. You've been slandering him a lot.
I didn't slander nothing. I tell the truth. Y'all can believe in it if you want to. But the future will show its face.
You don't know. That's up to God to decide.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B has revealed that she doesn't plan on hiring a babysitter for her baby culture because she doesn't trust anyone.
I got all of them.
Who watched the baby while she performing?
Just finna ask that. Who's watching the kid now? Offset ain't there all the time.
Maybe it's her mother.
What's good?
Oh, what about Hennessy?
I guess that's what she means. You think she let Hennessy watch the baby? Yeah, that's her sister. If I were to have a baby, my sisters would have to move here. And I told them that.
Oh, they would have to?
Yeah, forget your husbands. You got to come help.
Help.
Now, you know that is not going to fly. Mr. Greg is not going to stand for that, all right?
They going to have to come because I'm going to help.
Ow.
Let's call my sister.
Your sister live in St. Louis. She ain't here.
Make her move back. That could benefit both of us.
We'll see. Celebs are showing their support for death row inmate Rodney Reed. Have you heard about this?
I've heard about it, but I don't know extensively of what's going on with it.
Mr. Reed has spent more than 20 years on death row in Texas after being convicted for a murder of Stacy Stites. Cops say that Reed raped, assaulted, and strangled Miss Stites, but he has maintained his innocence. And another person, Jimmy Fennell, who was Stites' fiance, actually confessed to killing her in 2010, but Reed is still slated to be executed later on this month.
Wow, that's crazy.
So Rihanna and Kim Kardashian and other celebrities are joining the fight to get him off of death row.
I wonder if they just don't believe the story or what, or... Because if somebody else confessed to it, he shouldn't still be on death row, right? Or that's what logical sense says to me.
Right.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name?
No.
It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, sir. It's Election Tuesday. Polls open on both sides of the border until 7 p.m. I know one registered voter in... She keeps herself involved in the political process.
Good morning, Stacey.
Today, we're going to be quickly going over the 8 factors that the court is going to use to determine who should get what type of custody in a child custody case. First, it's the wishes of the child's parents as to custody and the proposed parenting plan submitted by both parties. When you're dealing with a parenting plan, you definitely want to consult an attorney because there are certain elements that have to be present in that parenting plan for the judge to enter judgment on that factor. Second, the needs of the child for a frequent, continuing, and meaningful relationship with both parents and the ability and willingness of the parents to actively perform their functions as mother and father for the needs of the child. Number 3, the interaction and interrelationship of the child with parents, siblings, and any other person who may significantly affect the child's best interest. This is like the siblings for one parent or another, grandparents, aunts, uncle, anyone that impacts the child's life. Number 4, which parent is more likely to allow the child frequent, continuing, and meaningful contact with the other parent? So which parent is least likely to keep the child away from the other parent? Number 5, the child's adjustment to the child's home, school, and community. Number 6, the mental and physical health of all individuals involved, including any history of abuse or domestic violence. This is really important because if the court does find that there are credible allegations of abuse that are very specific, they could have a guardian ad litem appointed. Number 7, the intention of either parent to relocate the principal residence of the child. And number 8, the wishes of the child as to the child's custodian. And generally, the child needs to be over 12. Usually, the court, if there is a question over 14, the court would want to speak with the child. If you have any questions, this is a very complex area of the law. You can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can visit me online at StaceyShawLaw.com or on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. We wear black and call for a complete peace on Tuesdays. Good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements. You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Got an inbox from someone I haven't talked to in years. It was an emoji with the tongue hanging out. What does that mean?
Oh. This is a man or a woman?
It's a man.
Trying to get something.
I feel disrespected though.
Oh, but that's not cool.
I haven't talked to you in years. What would make you just send me that? I'm a big grown woman. Like, no, hello, how have you been? An emoji?
You're doing something with your mouth.
That's what he's trying to do.
I'm about to turn him into Facebook and Instagram because, you know, they've banned the sexual use of eggplant, peach emoji, and water drip emoji.
Oh, Lord.
What are you going to send to women now, Brian?
I can just call them or talk to them like how we did in, you know, the 90s and 2000s.
You could still use them, but if you pair them in any way that is, like, sexual in nature, they coming down on you.
So how they gonna detect this? How, like any emoji, they have a sensor that goes off, and
they know when I'm thinking about shoes, and they put ads up there. You really want to ask that question?
You know what? Never mind, because I'm a divert. Because I got a story about that. I don't know, fam. Is it that serious though? Like,
I guess some people are feeling triggered by that. I don't know.
You just going to take the conversation to the DMs. You just can't be out in the public with it, I guess. Now, what if he hit your DM with, nah, you still going to feel the same way. That don't matter.
He said they will use their right to remove the post. And if it happens repeatedly, it can result in the user's account being deactivated.
Are you serious? What is the world we living in right now, Shay? What is this? We can't even use the emojis.
That's going to cut down your internet macking considerably, isn't it?
You who? I don't do none of that.
You, Brian B. Shining.
I don't do... First off, us virgins, we don't do none of that. All right? So I don't know what you talking about.
I saw you yesterday.
What?
Smiling at that phone.
Saw something funny. What?
Mm-hmm. I know what that looked like.
I don't know what you talking about over there, fam.
I done been putting that smile on people's faces since 1910.
Yuck. Hey, man, if your ex pulled you with some emojis, hit us up right now and flex on them. 816-576-7103. It's time to flex on your ex, Kansas City.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
It ain't necessarily my ex. It's somebody else's man. But he stay on my phone with them emojis. And I be just want to threaten him with the screenshots and send them to his chick. Like, can you leave me alone? So I totally feel that they don't want it to be used publicly. And I'm going to just be decent and not say his name. But you know my voice. Leave me alone before I post you and blast you like that. It's me. Good morning.
Oh, don't do that. Don't blast nobody now.
I'm a hold that. I'm a hold that. I'm better than that.
Hashtag sis, is this your man?
Okay. This your man. Get him. Return to sender. Y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you. Bye. 103, flex on your ex.
Y'all talking about the emojis? Listen, I'm using those emojis, I'm not going to lie. But the way that it's next to his contact name is nothing to be proud of. I used a little shrimp and the eggplant together because that's how I'm feeling.
What, you want some fried rice or something, or what?
No, I'm not trying to grill. I'm not a sous chef or none of that. No, I'm just letting you know, like, listen, don't think you all that. Real talk, you coming up short, playboy. Like, real stuff. You can get SSI for that equipment that you lack. Okay?
It's endless shrimp time at Red Lobsters right now, though.
Endless shrimp. He's giving that shrimp out like it is a Red Lobster to entree. He's giving it out endlessly to all these females, and they really, once they get it, they're not coming back for seconds. Trust me. I'm going for the biscuits if I'm going. I'm not going for that endless shrimp, okay?
All right. Well, thank you for calling this morning. Have a good one.
You too. Bye. Right.
We got to get up and go at least one more round.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
The
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
821, look for highs in the mid-50s today. Partly sunny skies right now. You are sunny at 36 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Were you aware that Master P owns Rap Snacks?
Yes, yes. He had them way back in the day when I was in high school.
I was not aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going to be taking it just from your corner store to Walmart.
Big moves.
You'll be able to find them in over 4,200 Walmart stores across the country. He also developed two vegan chip variations for the vegans out there.
Master P always know how to make a dollar.
I ain't mad at him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about this. Chrissy Lampkin and her boyfriend, Jim Jones, will be returning to Love and Hip Hop New York.
Ah, okay.
They haven't been on since the second season, and they're going into season 10.
Hmm. Were they beefing or?
I think they had a problem with Mona Scott Young and Yandy. Yandy used to manage Jim Jones, and then her and your girl got into it. Chrissy actually beat up her friend.
For real?
Yeah. But they're not friends no more. It was a mess. This is when I really used to watch it. I ain't watched it in a long time.
You was acting all tough and hardcore real.
I used to watch it. And also coming back is Tahiri Jose, who used to go with Joe Budden.
She bad, boy. She is bad.
They're better when they're thick. I don't want the weight going. Keep it on.
Keep it on.
I respected her because she worked a regular job and she showed it. You know, a lot of people want to act like, you know, they caking off or you a boss, whatever, and you getting this money. And you sleeping on the air mattress. But she was showing, look, I work a regular job and I do these photo shoots and stuff too, but I need a job to live.
And there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with that, with providing for your family.
I would agree.
Yeah.
So, Kiki Wyatt was totally surprised by a baby shower that her new husband, Zachariah Darring, threw for her. It was attended by some of her celebrity friends, including Tiny Harris and Shekinah Joe. Mm. And, of course, some folks were online talking about, you know, this her temp child. She ain't need no baby shower because...
Yeah, she a baby shower veteran, boy. This is her 76th one.
She got everything she should need. But this is Zachariah's first child. So, you know, I get it. So the highlight of the affair was when she grabbed the microphone, Brian, and started singing. I was a little scared that the baby was going to come, though.
That poor baby, that poor fetus right now, waking the baby up.
I just realized I didn't shave my legs because the hair stood up. That thing can sing.
You're not my dad.
Yeah, she can sing, but dang.
It did seem like the baby was going to come early, right?
Pop right on out right there. Water broke and everything.
All right. You go deep. Well, dang,
what?
I can't ask you that.
What?
You're not a woman. I'm sorry. I was going to ask you, would you DJ being pregnant? But you're not a woman. Sorry. I don't know why they can't. All right.
And no, I'm not. If I do have a baby shower, I'm not DJing at the baby shower. I'm just going to be in attendance. That's all.
I need you to do. What if your lady don't want you to be there?
Oh, I will. Please, I will be at home. Please uninvite me to something. I'm waiting. Is that time of the year too? Please. Uninvite me.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Sheree.
All right, let's see what you got.
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there or be square.
There's a meeting in my bedroom. So please don't be late.
This ain't no laughing matter, Sharice. You better sing this.
This is a very sexy record. We need right. You to get, you know, in character.
You sound different when you sing it by yourself.
Awkward much.
Win. You got entry into the Grand Prize drawing for a chance to get a trip or two to see Summer Walker live in Atlanta. Plus, you're going to qualify for $1,000 and free call cash on Friday, all right?
Okay.
What station's live locally lit, mommy?
Hot 103 Gym. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Get this paper.
Woo! Listen for your chance to rake in $1,000 in free fall cash.
Come get this paper.
Get that dough. From Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.